Because we've all got this idea in our head, right, of how things should be going. And for better or for worse, most of the time it doesn't go exactly that way. Alrighty, my friends, today we are talking about when things don't go as planned. And this is just something so in the forefront of my life right now, just overall with having three young children. I've got now a 4-month-old, a 2-year-old, and a 4-year-old. And just like, you know, things just don't always go to plan, and that is completely okay, and it's actually helping me with that. But even more than that, just in this January of 2023, this start to the year, you know, you want to have that great start to the year. You want to do all the things and set all the goals. And I mean, I hate to even say this, I didn't even set a goal. I didn't review the ones I set last year. The start to this year was so just anticlimactic. There was nothing different, nothing new. Just overall, nothing that would go with that signifying of a new year, that fresh start, all those things that we put ourselves under that pressure to do in January. And in some ways, it was kind of like, oh, well, this is nice. This is a relief. I don't have all this intense January stuff going on. But then, even though I set no goals, I still had an expectation of how things were going to go. I had this idea in my head of how it was going to go, and it didn't. We traveled back home in the first week of January, so that knocked out the first few days. Then we traveled to see my brother, got stuck there with nothing because the highway was somehow closed. We came home, got all of the children got sick, and then I caught it. And just like January went by in what seemed like the slowest, fast blur possible of just event after event after event that wasn't necessarily an event that I wanted to happen. And all of this to say that, you know, things didn't go as planned. January did not go smoothly. It did not go as planned. And you know what? It's February now. We're halfway through and it's all okay. And it's really driven home the fact that when things don't go as planned, which they often don't, because like I said, we always have that idea in our head of how things should go. And for better or for worse, it does not always go that way. And I think sometimes we have to remember that not getting what we want, and I remind myself of this very frequently, not getting what we want and things not going to plan can sometimes be a gift in itself, because sometimes our plans are not always what's in the best interest for us, even though we think they are. And I think that just having that attitude and that posture towards how things happen in our lives is so, it just creates so much relief when things do go wrong and you can step back and go, you know what, okay, this didn't go how I wanted it to, but maybe something better is going to come of this, or at least something as good or different, or I'll learn something, or just, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, trying to put whatever kind of more positive outlook it is on something going wrong. And that is partially why, if you have joined my challenge, my workout challenge, that is partially why my workout challenge started in mid-February this year. I was like, no, January, I won't do one, but maybe I'll do one. And you know what? It just came and went and I didn't. And then I was like, you know what? February is going to be the month for me where things do go right. And I do try to get it together. And you know what? There have been bumps and things for this month too. And that is completely okay. I have just not had the same expectation on it because it's not January and it's not the new year. So one of the things that I wanted to share today, because it's one of my favorite, it's a poem, I guess, for when things go wrong. And it's just such a good thing. You can look this up on Google or whatever search engine, and it's called Keep Going. It says by Edgar Guest. I think my parents probably showed it to me when I was in high school, or I got it in some class or something. And it just starts off with, when things go wrong, as they sometimes will, and the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, you want to smile, but you have to sigh. When care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. And that is just something that I think is so, so key to this things going wrong thing that we're talking about, is a lot of times things will go wrong. I mean, not even just wrong, just not how we expect them to, and not how we want them to, or not how we have planned in our head. And that can be such a big thing for people to quit, and just say, you know what, screw it, I'm done. This is not going according to plan, and this is not going to finish well, and this is not going to be fun, and it's not going to be what I want it to be. And it's very easy to spiral down the path of, I'm not doing it anymore, and here's 100 reasons why. It's just not perfect. And just the idea of, hey, it may not be perfect, it may be hard, it may be messy and funky and sticky, but I'm going to go after that goal anyways. I'm going to try my best anyways. I'm going to do what I can anyways, whatever it is, because there's a variety of ways, shapes, and forms that things cannot turn out how we want them to. And in whatever scenario and whatever situation, whether it's a child having a meltdown on your way into church so you're late, or you know, a workout plan that didn't get started or did and then you got sick and you had to miss 2 weeks, or a new job or a potential job that wasn't gotten, just whatever it is, we tend to plan things out. We tend to have expectations, and that is good. That is great. That's wonderful to want good things and to plan good things and all of that. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because I think that's wonderful and awesome, and we all should have goals and take action towards them and have hopes and dreams and things. I just think that the biggest thing with all of them is, for one, like I said, not quitting, and two, being adaptable, being able to adjust, being able to rally when things don't go well. That is such a thing that I don't know if just as a culture we don't often do it, or maybe just I see it a lot with fitness because that's the world that I'm in a lot of the time. But it is just something that I think is so underrated, just being able to adapt, adjust, roll with the punches, and say, hey, I may not have that 45 minutes I wanted for my workout today, but I am sure as heck gonna use these 15 that I have to the best of my ability. And that keeps your momentum going, whether it's a workout or writing a book or, you know, just whatever it is. It keeps your momentum going. It keeps you in a positive headspace because, hey, it may not have been everything, but it was something. And something is so, so good. We underestimate that as well. Just doing something, taking that little step, making that little progress. And that is just something that can really keep us going when otherwise, when we just say, ah, we're going to nix it, we're just going to scrap it for today. Like, that is something that mentally is very, it brings you down because you said you were going to do it and you didn't. And mentally, that's just hard because you feel like, I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I wish I did. Oh my gosh. And you spend all this time thinking about what you didn't do. But when you give your best for that day, that's gone. And you can focus on the fact that you gave what you could. Because all we can do every day in this world of things not going perfect, right? Or especially, like I said, when you have little kids and things are just up in the air a lot of times. And there's many other scenarios, but that's just the one that I'm in where, you know, I can't control how they're going to behave sometimes, you know, as far as melting down when I'm trying to work out, or, you know, who's going to get hurt, or who's going to need this or that, or, you know, need 10 diaper changes in a workout. Whatever it is, all of it is workable for the most part. And if it's not, you know, I may have gotten 15 of the 30 minutes in that day, and I will just have to say, you know what, this is the end of this today, because whatever happened, and we're going to move on. And I'm glad that I got this in. And focusing on that in that way, saying, I'm glad that I did what I could, I'm glad that I got this in, is just something else that can help you keep going when things don't go as planned. Stepping back and always drawing out the positive from the situation. And I'm not talking about like just pretending everything's great all the time, because, you know, sometimes things aren't great and they stink and it didn't work out well. But we can always look at the situation and either learn something from it and then let go of the rest of that negative, because it's very easy to hold on and repeat and harp on the negative. But we can grab what we can, learn what we can from how it went, and then let it go. Or we can focus on the good things that did happen. So focus on what went right. Focus on what you did get to do, or what did go well, or what you did learn from the situation. And there's so many things that we gain or can gain if we choose to from things not going as we planned. And that's just being able to adjust, being able to adapt, being able to step back and switch our mindset. And that's something that's so important, because if we can control our mind, we can control so much. I love the other, this is another quote I grew up with, and this just, these things that I share that I grew up with, they're just a testament to how amazing my parents were, right? And my dad used to always say, 10% of life happens to you and 90% is how you react to it. And I know he got it from somewhere and I know that someone said it, but I associate it with him because that's who would say it to us. And it is something that I always think of, and it's hard. I don't always live by it. Obviously, I am by no means perfect. And so this is just something though that can remind us that so much of our life is in our head, and so much of life is how we color the situation or how we frame it and view it. And something that happens, the same negative thing can happen to two different people, and their mindset can make it a completely different situation. And that is just something to take away, I think, from this. And it's something that I have had to remind myself of so many times, day in and day out. Just, you know what? However, how you frame this meltdown that they're having right now, or this spilled cereal everywhere, or this, you know, blowout all over the seat, you're gonna have to wash it and take it apart and all this stuff, how I frame it makes such a difference. How I frame the constant laundry makes such a difference. If I am grateful to have this laundry because that means I have sweet children running around, I'm grateful to be able to do this laundry in a laundry machine. All of that, rather than saying, oh my gosh, I have to spray 1700 stains and this laundry never stops, and then we've got to fold it, and then there's more by the time this one's done. It just completely changes how things look. Whether that's a situation you know is going to happen, like the laundry, or a situation that doesn't go as planned, like we were talking about. So important there. And I just want to read the end of this poem real quick, because I just love it. There's like four paragraphs. I hit the first one and I'm going to hit the end right now. So this little keep going poem, it's just such, you should definitely Google it. Google the thing. It's great. So the ending little paragraph says, success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt. And you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your heart is hit. It's when things seem worst that you mustn't quit. And I think that that's something also that just is valuable for this conversation about things not going as planned. Sometimes it is something that's, you know, it's bad and it hurts, or it's just something big that has gone wrong. And, you know, that last little part, when it's when things seem worst that you mustn't quit. I think that that's just such a good little piece for us, because oftentimes that is when we give it up. You know what? This is awful. This can't get any worse. I don't see it getting better. I'm done. That's just something that it's the easiest place to quit, you know, quit for that goal, or quit searching for the job that you want, or quit just whatever it is, quit trying. And so when things don't go as planned, when things seem really bad, it's very easy for us to be like, this is the end, this is it, I'm done, I'm tired of going through this, I'm tired of the disappointment, I'm tired of the frustration, or whatever it is. And so I just want to end on that, end with that little, you know, things do sometimes go wrong, and that's just life. It's tough. It's not always easy for us. And, you know, whether it's something big or something small, when they go wrong is not the time to throw in the towel. When you're emotional, when you're not, you know, you're thinking about just how bad the situation is right then, always take that step back. Always let that emotion pass. Always try your best to keep going. And when you're thinking with a more rational mind, because I can definitely be high and low sometimes with emotions. And so I know that sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm done with it. I'm done. And then 30 minutes later, I'm like, okay, I can rally and we can adjust, or, you know, whatever it is. So never make that commitment to quit. Never let that negative no sneak in, or that negative I'm done with it sneak in when you're in the lowest point. So guys, this was probably a little rambling, a little long, but I'm going to try to be more consistent with the podcasts. I do enjoy them. I enjoy hearing from you. If you have a suggestion or a topic or whatever, I'm going to do a range of things here, because I definitely have lots of parenting things that I love to speak on, lots of mindset stuff like this that I love, I love sharing things that have helped me. And I hope that this will help you in some way, some small, some small tidbit from this. And then, of course, fitness and nutrition and all that stuff I love as well. So if there's anything that you'd like to hear about, I may also start doing some DM answering just for fun, maybe once or twice a month, because I know that I don't get to direct messages on all of my social media very often. I'm just slightly overwhelmed with the three children and all of the working parts for the fitness stuff. So the DMs kind of fall to the wayside, but I thought that may be a fun way to answer some people's questions. And yeah, so lots of stuff coming. If you have anything you want to request or suggest, I am open to that as well. I hope that you have a fantastic day or night or whatever it is where you are when you hear this, and I will see you next time.